One of the registration efforts is in Milwaukee, led by a coalition of community groups targeting high minority neighborhoods on the city's north and south sides. Carolyn Castor of Acorn is coordinating the nonpartisan project, which includes going door to door and setting up tables at community events. She says a big change from the 2004 presidential election year is that canvassers are not being paid by the number of people they register.
So the state made it illegal to pay by the card, and that's fine with me. Because this isn't about making numbers, it's about reaching people and educating them.
Castor also says registrars now have to go through training, and registration cards make it more clear to felons still on probation or parole that they cannot vote. Castor says her group is even following a rule she doesn't like, ending mass registration efforts 20 days before an election instead of 10 days. But Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Sue Edmond says the earlier deadline is needed.
Municipalities need time to enter all the registration cards that they have and that those that are submitted at the last minute. And then it gives us a time to print our poll books and then get our poll books together with our voting equipment to our polling sites.
Edmond notes that individuals can still register to vote on Election Day. She says they just have to bring in a document that shows proof of residency, including full name and address. They also have to show their driver's license number if they have a valid Wisconsin license. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.